Let's Talk. This morning, our discussion is going to revolve around Ephesians 6:4 and Colossians 3:21. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instructions that comes from the Lord." Now, first of all, let me start out by saying parenting is not easy. God knew this and warned us in advance. It was not going to be easy. Now, Paul gives us some guidance on this in the scriptures. Right out of the gate, Paul gives fathers and parents a warning not to anger their children by the way they treat them. He says in Colossians 3:21, "Do not embitter them, or they will become discouraged." Are we provoking our children to anger all the time? Are we as parents making our children bitter toward us? Are we discouraging them? Have we as parents took a step back and asked the Lord what we should do when handling our children? Have we truly asked ourselves, am I treating my child in a way that is pleasing to the Lord? We see it so much in our culture today. We have to ask ourselves, why? Why is there so much arguing and discourse among parents and their children? This is where we have to stop, take a look at our own children, and ask ourselves, is this an issue with me and my children? What discipline and instructions am I teaching my kids? What example am I setting for my kids? Am I guilty of the same things Paul is talking about? Now, Paul says in the last half of this verse, "Rather, bring them up in the discipline and instructions that comes from the Lord." So when we look at this, Paul tells us to bring them up first in discipline, then in the instructions of the Lord. So what does he mean by discipline? Well, I would say this implies training our children to be disciplined in taking matters of this life to God, seeking out his instruction in all matters through prayer and the reading of God's word. Searching out what God says about things regarding discipline of making good choices in the eyes of the Lord. It is very important that we as parents learn and understand the discipline and instruction of the Lord ourselves, so that we may bring our own children up in a way that will not leave them angry, bitter, or discouraged. We as parents must be an example to our children when it comes to the disciplines and instructions of the Lord. Where do we look for the discipline and instructions? In the Bible, and through prayer and asking God for the wisdom to raise our children. It all starts with us as parents applying the biblical principles set forth in God's word. Now let us remember the teaching in Psalms 127:3, that children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. As with any gift from the Lord, we are to be good stewards of what God has given us. God has given us as parents a way to leave a wonderful legacy behind, a legacy of our children knowing that we train them up in the discipline and in the instructions of the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the gift of our children. Father, we pray that we would spend time in your word searching for the discipline and instructions on how we are to train up our children in a way that is pleasing to you. Lord, we pray we will do this in a way that will be carried on through our children and for generations to come. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for all the work you've done and continue to do in our lives through your Spirit. It's in your precious name, Jesus, we pray.